Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 29, the grand final special, the Three Quarter Time podcast. And if you can't tell, for the first time, we're together. I'm Janus. I'm joined with Cookie and with the sensational T-Lub.
Hello. I'll be on a different side to the room, people. Hello.
Yes, he's like the therapist over there.
I am. This is how it feels.
Interviewing us. How have we been? Prelim weekend. Unbelievable games. My Cats, they're into the big dance. Fortunately, my hated Lions are also there as well. How are we feeling? Cookie?
Well, what a weekend. We went to both prelims, Tim and I.
We did.
Janus and I went to the Geelong Hawks prelim.
Maggot there.
That was, I'll tell you what, as far as just general viewing, 99 and 96,000 the MCG.
It's beautiful.
It doesn't get any better.
99, isn't that that's like the highest non-grand final crowd since like 1971, I think it was.
Yes.
Like, yes. Jeez.
When they let people watch from like the boundary line on the ground.
Yeah, and it was a lockout. It was the first lockout since 07, prelim between, Geelong and Collingwood?
Yep.
So,
I mean, it's good to see.
I mean, you said that Geelong Hawthorn feeds families, and it certainly does, and it certainly did.
The battle of the entitled.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Everyone at that game was just so adequately dressed. Yeah. I don't want to begrudge Collingwood supporters, but compared to some of the outfits of some of the Collingwood supporters I saw walking into the game on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, you're right.
It was very different. Funny.
It was a September dinner for the Geelong Hawthorn.
It literally was. It was a banquet. The footy was like a side attraction.
It was high tea.
It was high tea. The footy was a sideshow. But cracking weekend. Two very good games as a neutral supporter. Two very, very good contests. Very pleased with the outcome, because that's all you want prelim final weekend. Mm. All you want is just a good game. And both games were alive until basically 5 minutes to go in the last quarter, which is beautiful. So very, very good. Cookie, obviously you were on the losing end of a prelim. How holistically, given that it's been nearly 48 hours, how does it feel? How does it feel as a fan?
That's a good question. You know what? At the game, I knew we were going to struggle. And to my pleasure, we gave it a crack. Like, we actually tried. Like, we didn't leave anything on the table. Everyone played as well as they could have played, to an extent. But Geelong were just too good. And you can blame umpiring decisions. You can blame external things. But at the end of the day, we could not win the ball in the premiership quarter or the fourth quarter. And that's why they call it premiership quarter. Mm. I mean, how many finals have you seen at the start of the third where a team just blitzes you and you're just like, nah, too good.
We do.
Just too good. The Cats were too good. Like, it was simple as that. I mean, we didn't give up, which was good to see, actually. Like, it could have been a 10-goal belting, but we didn't give up. But they'll take massive confidence out of that game into next year. So it does highlight we need a midfielder, but we'll see where we go. No, I was happy.
Mentally, it's a sign of good things, too.
And mentally, going to the game yesterday, it was just a cleanse. I can go to work. There'll be pious fans upset, and I'll be like, oh, beautiful.
That's fair enough.
All's right in the world.
All is right. It's like we weren't the biggest loss of the weekend.
And on the flip side of that, obviously, Janus is our residential Geelong supporter here at three-quarter time. How were you feeling probably from, say, quarter time onwards? How are you feeling? How do you feel now?
Well, I feel cleansed. I feel great. It's like spiritually I just feel great because it's Hawthorn and we beat them. But, I mean, at quarter time, obviously we got jumped early. Hawthorn looked good. But as a matter of fact, we had a lot of the ball. We just butchered it. And I remember you said before we went to the game, he put in the group chat, he said, I think it was something like Geelong have to butcher it going forward.
For us to have a chance.
For Hawthorn to have a chance, and they did. They butchered it. I remember Tom Atkins' first clearance.
Oh, yes.
Got it, and he turned it directly over to Sicily, I think. Mm. Like, we just didn't use it well. And Hawthorn, when they got the ball back, they were able to use it really well going forward.
We score off turnovers.
Obviously, Mitchell has had a legacy first quarter. You know, like, and you're right, you score off turnovers. But we were it was good to see that obviously in the last 5 minutes we had, we finished the quarter really well. We had like 3 shots on goal to finish it off. But then we just settled into the game. I mean, it was one in the middle of the ground. I think at one point, I remember looking at the stats, it was like in the third quarter, it was like 15 to 3 centre clearances.
Yeah.
Probably would have ended up being what, like...
I was losing my mind.
20 to 5 at the end of the game.
20 to 5 by the end of the game. So, like, that was where it was won. Like, players like Tom Atkins really stepped up. Blitzarves doing a... He had 11 tackles, Blitzarves. Atkins had 11 tackles as well. Like, it was just...
Hunted.
Pretty much.
Just hunting the football and able to clean up after getting jumped really early. So it was, geez, it was good. But like you said, Hawthorn hung around. And they like, obviously we sort of kicked away, but Hawthorn were able to caught, like sort of caught back to a little bit of a like, oh, geez, it's still on here. But Patrick Dangerfield.
T-Dub, how did you see Danger? As a neutral supporter, surely you would have just been amazed.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
Second best Patrick in the AFL.
Oh.
Love you, Cripper. No, he played one of the great finals, like 20 contested, 31 and 3.
Yep.
Like, it's just a game. And it's not like they were Joe the Gooses either. Like, they were
proper finishers too.
They were a set shot. We kicked their first goal under immense pressure and then two big snaps in the third and final quarter, like big goals.
Massive leavers.
To be honest.
Like two as well.
Yeah, he had 13 scoring involvements.
He played a lot of footy against this bloke and he's a better two-way runner than this bloke. But it was Dusty-esque.
Yeah.
It was like Dusty. Mm. Just something that I'm very privileged to have been to a lot of Richmond finals to see Dusty play live. Like, the debate's there, but he's arguably the best finals player of all time. And Dangerfield's game was just unbelievable. Like, just he willed himself. He just willed himself. He willed his club.
He literally said the grand final. He said, "Boys, hop on the back."
We couldn't tackle him.
He genuinely couldn't tackle him. It's like if Superman and the Hulk had a kid. It's like Chris Scott, I remember, like, it's like you sort of wrap him up. It's like Bruce Banner. And then he finally says, "All right, Patrick, Hulk out, mate." And he hulked out. He literally just hulked out.
I think, and the thing is, like, his balance is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, below his knees, he's one of the best midfielders I've ever seen.
Mm.
At top speed.
He runs like this.
Like, if you look at his highlights from when he won the Brownlow, he will have so many clips of him, like, bursting away with his head, as you said, like, groove, just head at 45 degrees running like that out of a stoppage. It's incredible.
Yeah.
With the long socks as well. It's always beautiful. So, lads, we've been thinking, I mentioned Dusty, but what are some players who have had just generational finals like that stand out in your memories?
I mean, Petrarca in 2021 stands out, where he just, similar to Danger, completely took over in the third quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Just the whole game. Like,
yeah.
He had like 39 or something. I'm going to fact check this. That was an underrated. I said it earlier in the year. It was one of the most underrated games of footy I've ever seen in 2021. Yeah, he had 39, kicked two, and had 24 contested possessions.
I mean, it's just those big-bodied mids that can just break open a final.
Mm.
It's just like that's what you need to win flags. Like,
contested football.
It's the ball is on the ground and whoever comes away with it wins the game. And Petrarca, Danger, Dusty, they all just break open games.
Yeah. Like, just no fear. Like, that's what you need in finals, no fear. Just see ball, get ball, head over ball, and get it out. That's what they did.
They did very well. I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, that's why Gary Ablett was so good as well. Like, just powerful. And Chris Judd in 2013 in the elimination final, like, he'd missed 4 weeks with a hamstring, I think, or a knee injury. Hadn't played a game, comes in best on ground. One of the best second halves I've ever seen to this day.
Chris Judd was similar to those players, actually. It's a good call. Mm.
Yes. I believe he said when he left West Coast, he had all this tape in 2008 on his shoulders and the West Coast players were sledging him, saying, oh, Juddy, why have you got all this tape on your back and on your shoulders? And he goes, because I've been carrying your club for the last 5 years. Didn't achieve much at Carlton, but gave me a very special memory. Mm. Yes. It's been some cracking performances.
Maybe we'll throw Stewie Jew in there, 2008. Big, bulky. Mate, it took over a game.
The 5 minutes of a rally.
Hey, it's the greatest five-minute burst ever.
Like we saw him yesterday kicking some bombs.
Kicking some torpies, wasn't he?
Hey, Stewie. The spot of the Hawks for you, mate.
They're playing the Cats. I said that to you last night. I said they're playing the Cats. Should he pull the jumper on?
One more time.
Be the medical sub for a five-minute burst in the third quarter. I tell you what, there'd be a few Cats fans that would have nightmares if that happened.
Mm.
The assistant coach comes on the ground, just goes bang, bang, bang. What did he do in 08? Kick two and set up two.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes.
The greatest. Yeah. I can't think of a better five-minute burst.
Sensational. I think we move on to Collingwood Brisbane.
Mm.
I was fascinated by this game. I didn't give the Lions much of a chance. Honestly, I was like, they are young. They've been travelling around the last month. I'm like, surely not. But they found a way. Like they've done all year. They've found a way. I mean, they started well. Collingwood were coming hard in the second quarter. And
six goals on that.
Tim made a great comment. We were sitting near the Brisbane race, and when they were coming down at halftime, they looked so calm, like they'd been here before.
Mm.
Like I guarantee you, go look at Hawthorn, we would have looked nothing like that. Like Brisbane looked so in control. Collingwood ran off the ground. Brisbane stayed on, just walked off, just like calmly, and they came out. They kicked like 3 goals in like 2 minutes,
mm.
and then it was just whoa, like we just blinked and Brisbane were in front.
It was beautiful.
Mm.
It was beautiful. It was just such a, especially when we had a row of interesting individuals in front of us at the game who were convinced one of them was taken away by security.
Yeah. Well, he never came back after half time.
He never came back. He was gone. And at half time, there were about six security guards looking in our rows for this. I reckon he'd been reported to the number.
Probably.
And yes, I reckon he got picked up. He got taken.
Yeah.
BS. No, as a neutral, Janus, I mean, I know I'm a neutral as well, and you too, Cookie, but as the competitor awaiting the opponent, I know you hate Brisbane, but what were your notes from that game? What were you thinking as that game was going on?
Well, apart from the fact that Cam Ranger loves to, like, not rock up until after halftime and then just like break the game open after halftime. Like I was getting nightmares from last year.
So weird how he does that.
I mean, he rocked up and just went bang, bang.
Didn't have a kick in the first half.
He does it every time.
His first kick was a goal every time, and it actually annoys me so much.
It's weird.
It annoys me so much. But like with that game, a win like that, like it shapes dynasties. Like it totally, like... This is their third grand final consecutively. Like they've made three grand finals in 3 years. Obviously lost one, won one. Like, I mean, Hawthorn in, what was it, 20, they lost in 2012 and then they went bang, bang, bang.
Mm.
So, and like what you said, they've been there before. They were calmly walking off the ground. They didn't panic. Even though Collingwood went 6 goals unanswered, they were able to claw it back and shift that momentum back. You know, you have players like Ty Gallup, you know, he kicked 3 goals in a prelim. Some even that, what's that kid's name, Marshall?
Sam Marshall.
Is it Sam or is it Callum?
Sam.
He looked good, you know, like
he's got great hair.
He did look good. You know, Brucey Reveal came on the ground as a sub and
played really well.
So, like you said, they're calm. Like I think a player like Josh Dunkley is so important to their like, well, their mentality, their sort of stoic, calm, their mature mentality. Someone like Josh Dunkley, he's come in. He's obviously got premiership experience with the Dogs. He's a hard worker. He puts his head over the ball. He's a good user. Like he comes in and he basically transforms that Brisbane side. They don't win the grand final last year without him.
He's monumental. Another bloke I'd like to give a shout out to, Darcy Wilmot. Oh. Yeah. Hasn't this kid come along? Like, seriously, he's a freak.
He's got the beard of a bushranger.
He's a whippet.
He is a whippet.
Yeah. He's like a greyhound whippet. He's just so good.
He's actually a freak. He'll be in the midfield in no
time.
His
first game was a final.
But why would you put him in there?
That's, yeah. Why would you put him in there? Moment. Yeah, true. I mean, Brisbane's midfield's that good.
He reads it.
He'd be in Hawthorn's midfield. That's all I'm saying. But him and Harris Andrews, their third quarter yesterday was remarkable.
He's got so much explosion coming off a rebound too. Like, that's the thing.
And he's like, he just hits targets as well.
Yeah. And he reads it as good as anyone.
Thumping kick too.
Like, he just, like, how many times did we see him?
Comes off his man and just keeps running.
Well, no, when he was the spare, he would just intercept the ball. Yeah. He reads it like he's 6'8". Like, he reads it like Harris Andrews, but he kicks it like Zorko.
I just hope he doesn't get injured. Like, he's so athletic.
Yeah.
He is. He's a machine.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Shout out to Big Das.
Yeah, 100%.
The thing is, I remember I was at the game. I was at his first game against Melbourne. Pretty sure that was his first game. Or his first game might have been the week before.
No, in 2022.
Yeah, against Richmond.
It was the week before, I think.
Against Richmond. Anyway, I was at his second game. And I remember watching him going, geez, this kid can play. And he was like 19. 18 or whatever he was. He can play. That's a good spot from you, Cookie. That's a good name.
I got a funny story about that game. I was working in corporate suite in that game. Melbourne box. And my, geez, they lost the plot. They were chucking cans at these Brisbane fans, like right, because the box was like right there. The seats were like right there. And these Melbourne boys, oof, at halfway through the last quarter, the whole box had been emptied by security. And I was just sitting there by myself watching the game. Yeah. It was beautiful. Oh, that was funny.
Did Shaq Lever do that game?
That was right in front of me. Yeah. That was literally like right in front of me.
He didn't give the ball
back. That's right.
He gave away 50.
Yeah, that's right.
I was so happy when that happened. I was so happy when that happened because keep in mind Carlton had lost to Melbourne by 5 points about 3 weeks earlier when Cozzy Pickett snapped it over Jack Noonan's head.
Oh, we were there.
Yeah,
we were there.
That was, I can't even.
You didn't touch at that game either.
Remember that guy.
It's very, didn't have a kick and basically ended Carlton season horrible the week before it properly ended.
I can't even like explain, like if you're a football fan or a sports fan, I can't even explain to you what that 3 week block was like as a Carlton supporter. That getting absolutely spanked by Adelaide, then losing to Brisbane, I think, and then we lost to Melbourne by a kick and then Collingwood by a point. I can't even describe to you what that feels like.
As a generation.
You still hurt?
Yes. It still hurts. It's something that I mean, it's 2025 now, so it's what, 3 years later, 3 seasons on. And keep in mind, we've made a prelim and the final since then and had a mare this year. But it's something that I still think about and go, did that actually happen? Like, was I actually there? I was there for that. I say the Melbourne one was harder purely because I wasn't at the game, so I was in my lounge room. And it's always worse when you're not at the game. You can't see what's up ahead. You can't see what's going on. Mm. You've got no atmosphere. Mm. It's just you and your thoughts. Mm. But I was, to be fair, I was down the Collingwood end when Elliot kicked the goal. And I was on the Bo McCreary side when McCreary kicked that goal from the boundary. It's just – and this is – I'm going to continue on. Janus hates Brisbane, right? Like with a burning passion. He despises them. He doesn't like Cam Rayner. I can't use the words I want to use, but he's a flop. Losing to Collingwood is the worst feeling ever in a big game because there's 500,000 Collingwood supporters in the country. And basically the entire summer you're guaranteed to see someone in a Collingwood jumper or cap or T-shirt. Doesn't matter if they're first or 17th. You're going to see people in Collingwood gear.
Joke is I live in the area as well, so.
Exactly.
You couldn't leave your house for a couple. Yeah. You couldn't leave your house in October, great man.
That was the longest month.
At least they didn't win the flag that year.
Oh, my word. I was so happy when Geelong beat Collingwood in that final. I was like, if Collingwood win this and they get a home prelim, I'm just going to like.
And the Swans didn't buy a point.
That's right.
And then Geelong had an open training drill in the grand final.
Mm. I want to take us back. Should Pendlebury have played, boys? Had calf awareness early in the game or before the game?
Well, he told the medicos, didn't he?
That is a blue that did not set him up for success.
No.
I mean, when you get one of your gun midfielders subbed out in the first, like, 4 minutes of the game.
Well, cool heads, you know, like, experienced heads. The fact that, like, there's footage of it. He's obviously aware of it before the game. He's obviously aware of it, and then he... I mean, it was tight. It was a tight. It was awareness. So they took him off. But like, I mean, you see with Petrarca, obviously last year when he came after more like broke his ribs and he had a punctured kidney or lung or whatever, he came back on the ground and you know, like, was seriously threatened. I mean, that's obviously a little bit different. But the medicos were at fault there. I mean, the medicos, surely if they've got a tight calf, you don't take any risks. And they got them a man down in 5 minutes.
And Majacek as well. I think some Pies fans on Twitter are complaining he shouldn't have played. He's looked pretty checked out the last like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I think he's on his way to somewhere. I think he's leaving.
Is it the end for the Pies? I mean, Cox is out of contract. Elliot wants to go to the Suns.
Majacek
wants to go to the D's. What is...
Pendlebury and Sidebottom got a year left, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. A year or two.
Something like that.
Jeremy Howe can't be feeling
he great. He hasn't played, though. So I'll give him a... I'll give him an out.
But surely his body's...
I mean, he's getting older.
So I won't run off.
But I saw... I watched McRae's interview, his press conference at the end of the game.
Mm.
Very gracious in defeat, you know, very complimentary Brisbane, obviously. But
easy when you've got a premiership cup in the cabinet in the last 2 years.
I think he, one of the reporters asked about, you know, like how your trade period go. Like you remember last year they were all like we want players.
Mm.
He said he won't be as aggressive with getting players. They want a bit more like...
Well, Houston didn't work for him.
A bit more energy.
Well, Dan, what are you doing, big boy?
We kicked a good goal, to be fair, but...
Oh, so did I from Russell Square. But
I was gonna say, great, man. We're going to the park a bit later today.
But you have found with Collingwood, their recruits take a little bit to...
He hasn't looked at all.
Okay.
Remember McStay?
Where's McStay? I was going to bring this up. Where is he?
Yeah. Well, like, I remember McStay, he had a really rough start to his season. Then he built in, and then he was the reason they won that prelim against the Giants, and he obviously went out. He did his, yeah, I think it was. But you are right there. What are you laughing at?
McStay and Ginnivan.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Wait, what?
Don't worry.
There's a reason Gilman's at the Hawks now.
If you know, you know. Oh,
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Speaking of Guinea, he was playing with a broken finger apparently, so rest up, Guinea.
His middle finger as well.
It was his bird.
Might be a good thing. It means he can't get fined. You got $1,000 bird.
It'll be fixed next year when he wants to whip it out.
He'll probably get it straight. You know, Justin Jefferson's got like the gold like teeth. When he plays, Guinea's going to have the gold finger.
Oh.
Shout out Jetters if you're watching.
But yes, anyway, back to what we're saying about...
Yes,
about,
back to the Pies.
About Houston, about their recruits. They struggle a little bit to, you know, work right away, but...
We'll see what happens.
I mean, he's a good player. We know how good Houston is.
He had 12 touches.
But that was pretty bad. He had the same amount as Rome Steele, the sub. Did he not?
Yeah.
Houston plays on half back. Legitimately the easiest position to get junk possessions.
So that's a watch.
It's kind of weird. You just like don't see him. I honestly should have watched him closer and just see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And look.
Probably knocking blokes out.
We'll talk about Elliot quickly. Ignore the decision. It's 50-50. I don't care. You've recruited Tim Membry, who has marked the ball 30 metres out inside a 45-degree angle. Why is he chipping that over the top in the first place? Like, Cookie, you've played a lot more footy than Jadis and I.
That's actually a good point.
Like, why?
Especially a good set shot like
Tim Membry. What have you been paid for, bro?
Can you think of a reason other than pressure as to why he would pass that off? Like,
I mean, Elliot did look good, to be fair. But at the same time, Brandon Stasevich is a gun defender. You don't test gun defenders in the fourth quarter of a final. You just dub it.
Like Josh Hill and Brian Lake.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, kinda. Or like Gibson or something. But like, remember he kicked one from the similar position earlier in the game. Just go back and knock it back.
There was a lot of goals kicked from that sort of right side of the goalpost in that game.
Actually, I saw a stat.
Like that Ashcroft's goal was from the right.
That was the biggest disparity at the MCG from the city end to the punt road end. Yeah. It's like the 2014 grand final or something.
BT said on the call.
2012 was a big 2012.
That's what it was. Like, fourth on Sydney.
BT said on the Channel 7 call, he said the fans fans of the Ponds would stand up on a refund. The ball hasn't been down there.
Yeah. That's where we were.
Oh, we didn't mind.
Yeah.
We didn't care when we saw Lohman and Zorko kick the last two.
Oh, Gallup.
The great Dane.
And Gallup, we were right behind Ty Gallup's set shot.
That was beautiful.
I think he was Brisbane's highest rated player. Like,
I think I saw that. Somewhere.
It was the second highest rated game from a teenager since Jasper Fletcher or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
So, because he kicked three, had three contested marks, and there was some other stat that made his rating go high. He obviously did things that give you lots of rating. It was like 17.
He had like five tackles or something.
17.8 rated game or something, which for a 19-year-old is an 11. I mean, he's played, what, six games of footy?
That was his fifth game, I think. Sixth game, he could win a premiership.
That's five off Marlon. Oh, that was so funny, that. They just picked some 27-year-old. And they played him in the 2019 grand final.
Did he play in that VFL grand final?
He won the medal, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure he won the Norm Goss medal.
Imagine you get Norm Smith.
Did he play in 2020?
Yeah.
He got Norm Smith medal votes in 2019.
He did.
That's still his best game. That's the whole joke. He literally did not play a better game.
Just like
after
the Cockzilla. Took him up, dropped a sitter, by the way, in the first 10 seconds. God. And then, I mean, got gifted a goal and they didn't touch it. So there you go, Coxie. Back to Texas. All right, lads.
We
love Coxie. It's a bit of coach.
He's a fellow podcaster.
Fair enough.
What happened to that podcast?
It's kicking around. He's in the offseason.
He's on the ESPN now.
He shines in November. Just wait.
Well, when he's not playing football.
Yeah. So, lads, if you are Chris Scott, what are you looking to do this week? You shut down the Lions in the qualifying final. You spanked them, really.
Yeah.
Do you do anything different, or what do you do different?
Well, I think it's a matter of we might be able to do the same thing again. That's half the reason why I didn't want to play Brisbane again. Because
you've showed your cards.
Because we showed our – well, yeah, we've showed our hand a little bit. Like,
West Coast played Collingwood twice in 2018.
I suppose Hawthorn played West Coast twice as well in 2015. But if I'm Chris Scott,
are you playing Reece Stanley? Is he just a come in for Tom Stewart?
Nah, you probably put Jeb Buse in. Like, I reckon Buse probably comes in pretty like for like, more or less. But obviously, McCluggage is something you have to account for. And obviously, they did in the qualifying final with my boy, O'Sheen. But I think sort of a counterpoint to that, obviously they locked off the corridor, the Cats. They locked off the corridor. They disabled their ball movement, Brisbane. But on the counterpoint, if I'm Chris Fagan, you're probably going to go into the Irish boys who tagged out Rainer and McCluggage. You're probably going to go into them, be physical with them. They haven't really been physically touched. So in the grand final, when there's basically no consequences, you can just do whatever you want.
There's no consequences in a grand final.
Let fists fly. You're probably trying to account for that.
Like Brian Lake on Michael Walters in 2013. Just elbowed him in the mush.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
That was so dirty, that. Did you get three for that?
I don't know.
Something like that.
It just doesn't matter, though. Like, you have to target Mullen. Like, first bounce, someone needs to just go up and just go, come on, mate.
I hope there's not a Paul
Yates. We're in for a big game.
I was going to say Yates on Durham.
I mean, you just got to do something. You can't sit back and watch McCluggage get tagged out of the game. You'll lose. They will lose in the first 20 minutes of the game. Like, it just got to be.
Anyway, I back you, Osh.
The problem with Geelong, they got Osh, but they also got Atkins. They got multiple pieces.
Well, that's the thing. Like you saw. They can
put blitz halves on him.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Versatile, the unicorn.
He can do anything but halves.
He can. You saw against Hawthorn. You saw, like, obviously, Mullen got he got the first two possessions. He got pushed off the ball. He gave him a kick to goal.
He got pinged.
Holding the ball by Connor Nash. But then
Nash is a big man.
O'Connor went to Weddle, and Weddle had, what, like 10 touches in the game or whatever. Marlon settled in and kept Watson out of it and forced him into the back pocket. And then Atkins obviously kept Newcomb very, very accountable and completely blitzed him, really. So you're right. We have pieces we can play with. But yeah, again, I think.
But what do you do when someone goes for the swing in a grand final, Jonas? Will Marlon get up?
Well, I hope someone. Actually, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Responsible. Tim, if you're Chris Fagan, what are you looking to do to the Cats?
Pray.
That's actually a good point.
Pray.
Yeah.
No,
pray Max Holmes and Bailey.
Structurally, you just got to rely on your best footy. Like, I would try and, like, utilise, because Gallup didn't have a touch the first time they played.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have McInerney
because
they had Sam Day. So I would, using their ball movement.
The double rucking.
I would stretch. I would just try and make the ground like
massive,
huge. And then just Logan Morris, although he didn't kick a, did he kick a goal yesterday?
Yeah, I think he did.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Anyway, he didn't have as much impact on the scoreboard as what he normally would. He
brought the ball to ground.
But he up the ground was very good, so.
He's a good kick too. I mean, he's kicked to Cameron.
That's what I mean. Like
I would, he drilled one like McCluggage in the middle as well.
Yeah, I would. Look, to be honest, Brisbane played terribly in the first final and Geelong played very well. So I would just trust Fagan would be just be like, you just got to trust that their system
You are
perform.
Right, though, with because McInerney's back in, so they're double rucking. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Blitzard's and deconing it. So maybe Stanley does come back in if he's fit, because obviously if you're double rucking, you need a number one ruck to at least manage that. Like I said, I think it'll be a very different game to obviously the qualifying final.
I wonder what they do with Max Holmes and Bailey Smith.
I mean, Dunkley, you'd go to one of them.
But can Dunkley run with them?
That's the thing. They're so quick.
They're going to need to play out of their skin, Brisbane. It's going to be exciting. We'll see what happens. It's a good test.
It's the first grand final between the two ever. Geelong and Brisbane haven't played in the grand final ever.
Or Fitzroy.
Second year in a row, I think.
Fitzroy. Sydney and Fitzroy. South Melbourne and Fitzroy playing like 1901.
Bang.
I think, or something like that.
All knowledge. No, it'll be interesting.
I was there at that game, 1901, yeah.
How many times have you seen, like, the Premier be disappointing the year after in the grand final? Like, it doesn't happen to us.
I was thinking about this in the car on the way home. I'm like, Brisbane have made it. How many times have you seen, like, say Brisbane don't make the grand final next year. So say it's just three. How often does a team go loss, win, loss.
That's what I mean.
In a dynasty like era, like
loss, win, loss.
Like the one I can think of is like it doesn't count though because Port beat Brisbane in 2004. But I mean, Brisbane won three.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
But the thing, like also, I mean, in two of those three grand finals from Brisbane, Collingwood lost both of them. Like Collingwood and Brisbane both made the grand final.
Yeah,
two years in a row. I know they didn't win it, but like.
Yeah, but. That's not what I mean. Like so Hawthorn in like 83, 84, 85, but they won the first one. So
they won 86.
Yeah.
Or not. We know.
I was there.
They won in 86. They made what, six grand finals in a row? 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, seven in a row.
Joke is after that, wasn't there talks of a merger in the '90s?
Yeah. Between Melbourne and Hawthorn.
So
I wonder where I'd be if that happened.
Like teams
in the MCC,
you'd still be a Geelong supporter.
Yeah, true.
But teams like this is like 2014. Yeah. So the question was like,
it is like 2014.
Are Hawthorn legit or are Sydney good?
It's either going to be
two in four or two in a row. So it's like. It's that the question. It's the question of which dynasty team is it going
to
be?
Who wants to take it? Who wants to really take the 2020s?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. That is a great point.
So thinking holistically like that, historically, I think Brisbane will win, but I think Geelong are a better team. if that's not my tip. I haven't thought about it enough, but.
So here we go.
Well, let them play.
Well, exactly. let them they're the two best sides.
They are.
Like, we were talking about this in the car. If you think about Collingwood and Hawthorn, they both dipped. Whereas Geelong and Brisbane, while both had bad losses, the losses weren't like sustained losses. It was just sort of mulligans.
They've been the best teams.
They have been the best
teams. Just think though, if Brisbane win back to back, is it the greatest back to back ever? Because they've gone fifth, 44 points down in the semi, comeback win.
Owen 3 at the start of the year. At the start of the year, though. Yeah. But
I'm talking purely finals. But you're right. Add that in as well. They were down by a goal with 2 minutes to go in the prelim and then go bang, bang and just steal victory from the jaws of defeat. And then this year, they're going the long way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, just do it conventionally, boys. Just win the first final and then win the prelim and win the granny. Like,
can't imagine Brisbane ever doing that.
How will
it's
you,
too easy for them.
Actually, how will you feel next year?
This is the problem. It's the worst.
If Brisbane win the GF this year, how will you feel?
I'll be going for the Cats next year.
Oh.
You'll be anti-Brisbane.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I will, but I'm going to take the risk and go for the Lions.
Go for the Lions.
The thing is, there's such a like.
It's not a good.
Like Brisbane get a dynasty. Brisbane get a dynasty at the start of the century. You know, they get three-peat in 2000s, and now they're a chance to sort of
back to back.
Back to
the first team to go back to back twice in the century.
Like, jeez.
No one's done it twice yet. Hawks won three.
And they lost
Lions
by
won
by kick. As well.
But also that's coming from a period where they won like 5 games for the year. Like,
that's what you got to do.
Like,
guts them.
Not even the Cats went back to back.
No, we won 3 and 5.
That's surprising.
And then Richmond obviously won back to back as well.
I watched the 2010 prelim to cleanse me after Friday night.
2010 when Collingwood belted Geelong when they kicked 7 goals to 1 in the first quarter.
That made me sleep a bit easier.
Benny Johnson. Johnson, will he load up? He might. Here we go. He's done it. They've kicked 7.
Just quickly, short answer. Jonas, would you play Lachie Neale?
I mean, it worked last year.
So it's a yes. Tim?
I'm just trying to think. Who's the alternative?
Bruce.
No. But who's the alternative?
Barry. No, he's
good. But Barry's.
Yeah, so you lose Barry.
I wouldn't play Barry.
He's definitely not playing.
I wouldn't play Barry. His shoulder's going to come out.
As
a bloke whose shoulder's cooked, his shoulder's going to come out. Don't play him. They won't play him.
Play him.
No.
So who's. This is the question I have. Who's the alternative? So they both go out. So they both don't play. Who comes in?
I would have said Harry Sharp, but he's gone.
Emergency in the ground.
Can't believe he never played a... Anyway.
Love your H. So there's Dev Robertson that could come in.
Oh, yeah.
He played in 2023.
Did he?
Yeah, he can play.
The thing that they have...
He's in the VFL team of the year, I think.
I mean, McKenna could come in.
Connor McKenna.
Jeez, there's going to be four Irish blokes on
the
team.
Irish v. Irish.
So that's the thing. Like,
he's still on the list.
It's McKenna or Robertson.
It's going to be GAA.
Probably Dev.
It'll
probably be Robertson.
Probably Robertson.
And to be fair, I mean, he does have grand final experience. It probably does help.
Hasn't won a flag, though.
But experience on the last day.
That's true. Kicked a big goal in 23. Mm. Kicked a big goal, Dev Robertson. That's a good question.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. I mean, another one, it'd be good to see Big O in the last day in September.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
If anyone deserves a flag on that ground, it's him.
Yeah.
Because of the way...
And Max Holmes.
Thank you.
And Max Holmes, true.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad you said it.
True.
Hey.
Well, I mean, good thing they both got through to a grand final.
Well, one of them's going to get a flag.
But maybe. They might drop Big O.
No, they couldn't do that.
They're not going to drop Big O.
Fagan's not that.
I mean, Max Holmes on his...
Can you imagine Darcy Ford is a 2-time premiership player?
He's a long legend,
that's,
by the way.
What levels are we getting? Let me think of a Hawthorn player.
That's Jason Castagna territory.
Oh, God.
Shout out, Jace. We love you.
There's not many Hawthorn players that won 2.
Yeah, true. They all, like...
The other one won 1 or 3.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, the one, I think a lot, some did win two, but a lot of them won one.
Yes. Or like
Jonathan Simkin.
Like Brad Sewell won two, but he just didn't play in 14, 15.
Yeah. Like Simkin, Spanger, Schoenmakers.
Yeah, they all won one.
Frawley win two or one? But he, like, if he won two, one. He deserved two. Like,
he won one.
McAvoy won two.
Mm. But interesting. Darcy Fort turned a premiership player. Well, so we go.
McAvoy's a better footballer.
Or the Geelong counterpart,
Reece Stanley.
Nah. That's not even close.
No, I know. Mark O'Connell.
Nah.
Jeff Hughes has a chance.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, that's not close because he's played so much footy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess Geelong don't have any mulligans.
They have a mullen, but they don't have a mulligan.
But he's only one. He'll only win one. Oh. Anyway, we'll see how we go. I'm going to shift our focus to the Brownlow.
Yes, Monday night?
Monday night.
Should be renamed the Crips Medal.
Oh, here we go. It'd be good to see Dacos on the beers when he walks up and accepts his first. It'd be annoying if he was saying, it's premiership time, lads, or something, or whatever. You know what I mean?
I mean, the amount of times Nick Dacos hands the balls back to the umpire, surely he gets like free votes because of that.
God, what are you...
Come on, please.
He's so like.
No worries.
He's so like competitive.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
He's
though,
so competitive, like, he snitches to the umpires.
He's smart. So competitive, he's a sook. He's but he's smart. Like, he's so good.
Yeah, he's smart.
He is good. Not top six, though. Like, the last 17 Brownlow medalists have been top six contested possession winners for the year. Mm. So Dacos isn't in there, and nor is Dawson. I believe. I don't think he's in there either. I'm pretty sure it's Tom Green, Caleb Sarong, Matt Rowell, Patrick Cripps, George Hewitt. Have you got it up?
I actually had the five up. It's Tom Green, Sarong, Rowell, Anderson, McCluggage for the year.
McCluggage is in there.
Yeah.
Very good. So Tom Green's going to win the Brownlow.
We'll see how we go.
He doesn't have anyone taking votes off him.
Okay.
Nick has Josh.
What about Finn? Flying Finn.
True. Forgot about him.
So but, I wanted to go.
But Nick has Josh, though. Like, I don't understand how many votes Josh Dacos is going to get.
Well, will these players poll a vote?
Okay.
I've got a list of seven players.
Here we go.
And I wanted to know, will they poll a vote?
Yeah.
And these are all bettable markets. So I didn't just pull them like.
Bet responsibly.
Gamble responsibly. Don't listen to advice.
Bet responsibly.
First one I wanted to go. Shannon Neal.
Yeah, poll one.
Will he poll a vote?
He kicked five against the Dogs. Five straight.
Will it be enough?
Yeah, but in a game where the score was like 140 to 110.
Is that where Bailey Smith took the mickey?
Can it be more specific?
They didn't get into
him. It was in GMHBA, right?
Yeah, it was.
He could. That'd be the game.
Who did anyone kick more goals than him?
No. Nah.
Jez kicked four.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll get a vote.
Ooh. All right, I like it. Will Charlie Curnow poll a vote?
No. No chance.
Was there any game he took?
No, absolutely no chance he will get a vote.
All right, there we go. We've heard it from T-Dubs.
If anything, I think Mackay will get a vote because he kicked four against Geelong that one time.
Mackay will get, he might get, no, he'll get two that day. George will get three.
Yeah, George wants good that day.
Will Riley Bice get a vote? Maybe.
No.
Well, you won the game against Freo, but that was as a sub. No. I wouldn't say so.
Maybe next year, Bicey. What about Jeff?
It's so demeaning.
Jeff.
Will Matt Carroll get a vote?
Yes, I'll back him in against Melbourne. The Days.
Totally he will. He was dominant that day.
I don't know if that's a betting market, by the way.
That won't be a betting market. There's no way you'll be able to bet.
No, bet responsibly.
I'm pretty sure I saw Jeff the other day.
Oh
yes.
Beautiful. I don't know if he's in the country. If he was in the country, it was 100% him. The beautiful hair. He moves the same way. He was asleep as well. So.
What about Paul Curtis? Will Paul Curtis get a vote?
Yeah. Games do they win?
Probably not.
Well,
no. Pretty much any game they won. Oh, he might get. How did he go against Carlton?
What, in the crucifixion? Oh, but then they won.
They won.
They won this.
No.
Oh, the G that one.
They beat us.
They beat you at
so
the
Tom
G.
Powell will get three because he had the best game of his career.
Oh, Toby Pink pocketed Charlie Curnow.
But he won't get votes, though.
He won't get votes, though.
It depends how many. Did Curtis have a tie? How many votes?
Get it up.
I'm on it. What round was it? About round 14 or something.
Round 15, I was close. It was a bad day. Curtis kicked... Nah, Curtis won't get a vote. Kick 2-3.
He probably won't.
McKercher, it'll be Tom Powell will get probably 2. McKercher will get the 3. Sheasel will get 1.
What about Mark Keane? All-Australian squad. Similar to... Curtis in the All-Australian squad?
No, North Melbourne player was.
Well, Mark Keane. I mean, he had a good year.
Except in the finals.
They don't get looked up. Except for... No, no votes?
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve them.
Yeah.
Sure, he's a lovely guy, but no votes.
Last one on the list, Jack Ginnivan.
Yeah, poll vote.
For sure.
Mate.
Poll votes?
Yeah, of course. For sure. How good was his last, like, 6 weeks?
He'll get a vote in a loss. He'll get a vote against the Pies in round seven, or whatever it was.
He's had a very good last 10 weeks.
No, but even in the loss, he kicked 3 and had 30.
Yeah.
Well, put a rack on Ginny.
I can't believe you said that.
It's about $1.20 on
sports bet. Sarcastically. Bet responsibly.
To get a vote.
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Well, we'll see how we go, Ginny. I wonder if we'll go to the Brownlow. We get an invite? Sure, we will.
Mate, you'll be on the beers at the Brownlow. Of course you'll be there.
4Xs for Brisbane. Anyway.
Yes.
I want some head-to-heads now. Tim.
Yes.
George Hewitt or John Newcombe, who's polling more votes?
Newcombe. You won more games.
Yeah, simple. I like it. Jonas.
Yeah.
Andy Brayshaw or Ed Richards? Who's polling more votes?
Oh, that's...
Brayshaw.
Why?
I feel like they ended the year way better. Well, they obviously did because they made finals, but I reckon those probably last 4 weeks will be the difference in that battle.
Yeah, fair enough. Edwards doesn't do much in the last 4 weeks. Tim, P. Cripps or Dunkley?
Cripps.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't reckon. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think Dunkley will get.
McCluggage and Neil take votes off Dunkley.
I don't look at Dunkley. He just tackles people. That's the problem.
But he has 10 tackles and 25 touches.
Like, yeah, but like.
I suppose I don't look.
You're going to give it to Neil and McCluggage, and then you're going to give it to a forward who kicks a couple of goals.
Yeah, true.
Or Zorko.
That's
the thing with someone like Dunkley. He's such a good player that's sort of like overlooked in those Brownlow calculations.
Yeah, but he rarely is best on. Like he's a great footballer, but he's rarely best on.
He's pretty good against the Swans.
Mm. Last one.
They won by 10 goals.
Who's polling more votes? A Nick Dacos or the Carlton Football Club?
Nah, the Blues.
I will say, unless Dacos polls a record at 46 votes.
But even then, Carlton had...
Hewitt will probably have a good year.
Carlton had 9 wins. So if those 9 wins, if there's an...
keep a watch on it, boys.
Maximum of 6 votes. What's 6 nines? 54.
Yeah, well... Hey, anything's possible after last year.
Thank you, KG. Anything is possible!
All right, to conclude our episode, I wanted to bring up our unsung hero of 2025. Assuming Sam Marshall doesn't kick 8 in the grand final, I'm going to kick us off. It's biased, but at the start of this year, this bloke was on the pine, and he's churned out a 73-goal season.
TJ.
Uncle Jack. I mean, he's won 3 premierships, so he's still a hero already. But
the last,
you can't tell me. You would have thought Jack Gunston would kick 73 goals in a year, and he finished the year so well. It's remarkable.
Yeah,
like he was
so good on the weekend.
He was the only reason we could have like won a prelim or just did anything. Like he was the only bloke who like. He looked when he, on the run, got that ball off Henry and went on the left, kicked it from 45. I couldn't, my depth perception.
You thought
was
it was through.
I thought it was through. And I was like, what on earth?
I mean, Henry had a twanged ankle, but that's.
But like, look at him, he's moving.
Yeah.
He's better. He's literally better now than he was in 12 and 13 when he was at his prime.
Like, he's moving so well.
And he
was in a retirement home last year. Like, jeez. He was in a stroller.
In 12 and 13, Gunston was genuinely the best set shot in the league.
Mm.
Like, he was the best mid-size forward in the game.
Mm.
And now he's better than he was then.
It's so weird.
It's ridiculous.
It's a good story, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Tim, what about you?
I want to hear Janus's first.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Janus?
I'll go with a Geelong player as well.
That's beautiful.
Tom Atkins.
Ooh, I like it.
Tom Atkins. There is a reason that Max Holmes and Bailey Smith are having a very good year. Obviously, they're very good players, but Tom Atkins does the dirty work. Him doing the dirty work allows them to be free, play the way that they play. It's Tom Atkins working at ground level, it's head over the football,
it's a great
tackling
shout.
Hard, pressure, and just being super responsible in the midfield. He's a cool head. He's very calm, which is obviously the same thing as being a cool head, but like he doesn't panic.
Is he captain material?
I reckon he is. He's probably a bit old. He's 30.
You've got to talk to be a captain.
But like, he's definitely leadership. Definitely leadership. Geelong stand tall with Atkins in the side. And whenever we're kind of in trouble, it's Atkins who goes, all right, I'm going to take responsibility and try and get him over.
You know what he is? He's Geelong's Kane Lambert. No, you're laughing.
I feel like that's insulting to Atkins.
No, but you think about it.
We got him into a grand final.
But Lambert did Dusty's two-way running. Lambert ran back while Dusty didn't run forward.
That's a good point.
And he's a very good user of the ball, by the way, Atkins. He's a very good user.
Yes.
I like it, Janus. That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, no one gives Atkins any credit for anything.
No, they don't.
Except Janus, because we have high editorial standards.
Tom, round us off.
We're going to go north.
Ooh.
Ben Long.
Oh,
I like it.
From the Suns.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kicked like 40 goals or something for the year.
At least
40. Mm. Made the All-Australian squad. For a bloke, he just got the absolute most out of himself.
Mm. 100%.
Just a pressure player and did very, very well. All year.
I'd say he was the difference between the Suns like a year ago and now.
Totally. Yeah.
He was the difference.
Totally.
He was the player that could kick a big goal.
Himself.
Same thing as like, he's just, and he's a leader too.
Mm.
It's Ben Long. Shout out to you.
I reckon we just leave it at those three. Tom Atkins, Jack Gunson, Ben Long. Our unsung heroes for the year.
Yeah.
I agree. All worthy winners.
Yeah, all worthy
100%.
Winners.
100%. Recruit of the year, finals. Jeff. We love you, Jeff. Well, I do.
Well, lads, I think that will round off our 2025 grand final in-person special.
Cannot believe it's already been, like, what is it, 29 weeks?
It's been beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Who wins? How much?
Not. I don't speak to the
Come
universe.
Come on, Janus.
No.
That's weak.
All right. Are the Cats winning by under or over 3 goals? You can say the Cats are going
to
win.
I don't speak ill will into the cosmic universe.
That's right. Weak.
Fair enough.
That is soft.
You guys aren't in it.
Cats win by 38. Tim?
I haven't thought about it.
You think Geelong's going to win, right?
Yeah. Cats by 10 points.
Yeah, I like it. All right, well, we'll see how we go. Hope your team wins.
I hope mine too.
And hopefully grand final is just a good day. I think it's going to be good weather.
It's like Christmas.
It is like Christmas.
It's like Christmas.
Well, here we go. Everyone, have a safe rest of your day. Peace out.
Go the Storm.